Fearlessly Courageous from the Desk of Dennis Piller. It's just not working anymore. Bringing out the best in ourselves brings it out in others. Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the day of trouble." If it's true that what got us here might not get us there, then that means we have something more to learn. When we die to that part of self-sufficiency, then we can fully embrace God's way. When we read God's words, we know it's true that we still have more potential and God is not done with you. You have more to give, more to feel, more to become, that there must indeed be a better way, that there must be a better and proven strategy to live a better life. And this is the crux of personal and spiritual development, isn't it? That we have to have dreams and live with intentions, yes, and we also must be aware that often our old stories, habits, defenses, and strategies are simply insignificant and need a new upgrade for the next level of spiritual growth. Conscious joy, connection, meaning, and growth in every area of our lives. If this makes sense to you, then all you have to do is hold yourself accountable to you. Do you have any plans to get better, or is it only when you can squeeze it in or even think about it? Number one, journal about your gratitude. Write down your dreams and what's holding you back. Tell the Lord what's on your mind. What are you grateful for today? Number two, score your habits from last week so you know how you're doing. Score them 1 to 5. Did it give you clarity? Did you know your why and live intentionally today? What about your productivity, your courage, your mood, your sleep, your nutrition, your energy, your influence? Number three, plan your week. Quiet time equals success. Put God first. Worship Father who art in heaven. Ask Him to direct you in your day, to help me lay out a plan of focus and clarity for the day and the week, to lay down the anxiety of too many things to do and too many counting on me to do it. Review your list to accomplish for your day and try to prepare it the day before. What are your top 3 plans for the day? What about a short 3-minute evening review? Growth prompts. What didn't I do? What do I need to do over or better or just do it? What did your influence look like at home, church, and work? What about your mood or your energy or productivity? Exactly who is evaluating your days and weeks? Are you and who else? And lastly, watch an empowering class. Listen to a good Christian podcast or read something inspiring your faith, something motivational. How about the Word of God? This is all you need to do every single week and you'll be stunned at how you grow. If you're looking to go to another level of a breakthrough, review this every week and ask an accountability partner to help you follow through. It's okay if you're aware that your old stories and strategies aren't working for you as well as they used to. That's normal and that's life. But God has a plan for us and He will only do it through you. We must honor that truth and know that each day will bring difficulties and we have to keep skilling up, becoming better, intentional, and accountable by His grace. Proverbs 16:3, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. Proverbs 16:9, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Proverbs 15:22, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. It's just part of the journey. We can be better together. I pray that you make this a Jesus-filled week.